5. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This is another lesson that we have been reading from the Book of Knowledge from Sahih al-Bukhari. And last week we left off on the chapter where Imam al-Bukhari mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala about al-ightibati fil ilmi wal hikmah. That was the last chapter that we did, which is for a person envying or wishing to be similar in terms of knowledge and in terms of wisdom. And in review of that chapter, before going on to the new chapter, we would like to ask some questions just to make sure that individuals are taking knowledge the way knowledge should be taken, meaning reviewing, revision, reading, and the likes. In that chapter we mentioned one of the benefits is that this chapter, or the statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he mentioned that it is upon a person to seek knowledge before becoming a leader. And we mentioned that applies to a person becoming a leader, a person becoming a father, becoming a husband. And we mentioned from the benefits of that statement of Umar is that there are things which can hinder a person from knowledge. There are things which can hinder a person from knowledge. And we mentioned a few of those things. We would like the brother Ayub Hamilton to mention, if he can, that which we mentioned which can hinder a person from knowledge. We only mentioned a few, but if a person can if Ayub, we first call on Ayub to mention what were some of the things that we mentioned can which were some of the things that we mentioned can hinder a person from seeking knowledge. Salaam wa rahmatullah. Naam, sins. That was one of the things that we mentioned. It was mentioned, the brother Ayub mentioned it, and also the sister Aisha Sadiq also mentioned it. That was one of the things that we mentioned. Type in we mentioned a statement of one of the salaf that supported that sins can hinder an individual from seeking knowledge. Can Umriyan mention what was the statement of one of the Salaf, one of the famous from amongst the Salaf, that we mentioned in support of the fact that sins can hinder a person from learning? Leves, Umriyan. Leves. This is your first lesson, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala would bless you to benefit from this lesson and other lessons bi'ithni Allah Ta'ala. Abu Zayd, what was one of the statements of the Salaf that we mentioned in support of the fact that sins can hinder an individual from studying? And keep in mind, although it's beneficial if a person does have his notes in front of them, they can refer back to it, and that's one of the ways that they would review, but we more so prefer we more so prefer that an individual has memorized. But there's no problem with the individual looking in their notes, and by doing so, this would be a form of review. So we're waiting for the statements of the Salaf, one of the statements of the Salaf, in support of the fact that sins can hinder a person from studying. While Abu Zayd is writing that, we can also call an Asal al-Taraziyah. Asal al-Taraziyah. What was the statement of the Salaf that we mentioned in support of the fact that sins can hinder a person from studying?